24-hour music station, Fuel FM. Jason hanging out with you on a Wednesday. We can see the weekend from here. It's just over the horizon. I'm excited to bring our new series in called We the Community, where I'm going to be bringing in some people from the surrounding communities, or maybe in the community here in Northern Michigan, that are doing some pretty cool stuff. And today, I'm excited to bring Abby Stevens in. Abby, welcome to Fuel FM.
Thank you, Jason.
How are you, by the way?
I'm doing great. How are you?
It is like summer all of a sudden.
It is all of a sudden here.
That's good, though. We wait.
Yes, hot 11, and sunny.
11 months out of for this. So I'm just kidding. Abby, we're going to get to know you through this hour. You're doing some amazing things for kids. But before we get into what you're doing, let's just learn who you are. Who is Abby Stevens? Where do you go to school? What are your hobbies? Things like that.
Yeah, so I am a junior at Traverse City Christian School. I moved there after my eighth grade year, so I moved there since I was a freshman. And I participate in the worship team there. I play piano and I sing. So I spend a lot of my free time doing music stuff. And with that, I really love to pour into God through my music and worship Him.
So it's kind of a two-way thing, right?
He pours into you. Absolutely. He pours into me through the music, and I pour it all back to him.
And are you involved in a local church?
I am. My family and I attend First Congregational Church on the peninsula, and my dad also plays in the band there, and I play there with Gretchen Palmer. So.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
Very cool. Good deal. So the organization, I'm going to let you tell us what it is and what it is you're doing with that organization.
Yeah, for sure. So Building Strength is an organization where we create boxes to deliver to hospital patients that are staying in the hospital, and they are for kids, and we have created them to typically go towards the younger kids or the teens. Those middle ages often get the most amount of donations, so the infants, babies, and then the older teens are what I tend to focus on, so that we hit those kiddos that don't often end up with the most donations to their hospital rooms. So each box has a lot of comfort items, decorations for their hospital room, some different things like journals, and then a notebook for the parents as well, with a little note from my parents, Brooke and Wayne.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
There is a reason that you're doing this.
Absolutely.
It's not just because you wanted to be nice to kids in the hospital. It hits close to home for you.
It does, for sure.
Would you mind sharing your experience?
Yeah. So I am type 1 diabetic, along with I have celiac disease and a heart condition called long QT syndrome. And so I have spent a lot of time in the hospital as a kid. And I know how tough it can be to be contained in a room, in and out of hospital rooms, overnight in hospital rooms, without your typical bed or your stuffed animals or your blankets or the normal comforts of home. And so my mission is to kind of bring that into the hospital room for a temporary fix, to kind of help kids understand that they're not alone and that it can be okay when you're in the hospital.
Yeah, that's amazing. Do you go to the hospitals and deliver them personally?
I do. I don't get to deliver them right to the kids typically because of just safety and regulation. Gotcha. However, we are moving into Munson soon, which is really exciting, and Sweet. We will be able to deliver them right to the kids.
No, that's awesome. I'm going to read a verse, Abby, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about something you put on your website.
Absolutely.
Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, it says, He comforts us, meaning God. God is the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we'll be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. You say on your website, under the why you're doing what you're doing, you said, I understand what a struggle it is for anyone, particularly kids, to be in the hospital. Tell us what it was. What is the struggle like? And how long have you been in and out of hospital?
Absolutely. So I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when I was in fifth grade. So I was 11 years old. And my brother is also type 1 diabetic. So it was not a unknown situation. However, that does not make it any less scary to be told that you're going to be heading to the hospital and staying there for a few nights. When you're in the hospital, I'm sure if you've been there, you know the walls are plain, they're beige, and everything's kind of just gloomy. You're obviously not there for a good reason. There's never really any happy reason to go to the hospital other than maybe childbirth.
Right, sure.
But when you're there, especially as a kid, and you're taken away from your typical environment of your home with maybe your siblings or your pets or just the everyday things that you have in your house, it can be a really scary thing, especially for littles. And when I was in the hospital, I know that it was such a blessing for me. When I actually got there, there was a blanket ready for me, a homemade blanket that somebody had donated to the hospital. And I still have that blanket. It's in my car. I carry it with me wherever I go. And that kind of stuck with me and made me realize that it's so important that kids get even more than just that blanket, but something else to help them while they're in the hospital feel like they are comforted and that they know that they're not alone.
Yeah. Have you seen that? I don't know if you've been able to witness people opening the boxes up at all, but I mean, do you see that kind of brighten their day a little bit?
I do. So I don't know anybody in the hospital that has opened them just as far as COVID, like I said, safety sure. kind of restrictions. But I have a family friend who was able to have a box delivered to them. They were also recently diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, mm-hmm. and I received photos of them opening that, and it was definitely a joy in their day. And I know that that brightened up his trek on his new journey with type 1. So
yeah, no, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So you say you understand the struggle, you understand how hard those days could be, and then you called it building strength.
Mm-hmm.
So you said, I chose the name to emphasize the fact that it's being in the hospital, or the fact that being in the hospital and living with a diagnosis like that does not have to make one weaker. It can actually build. That's awesome. I think
yeah.
that's great.
Thank
so you.
You
can, it can build strength. It's kind of like a verse, right? That God can use our weaknesses mm-hmm. and turn them into strengths.
For sure. Yeah. So with that kind of mindset, I took what I wanted to do and understood that oftentimes being told that you are going to have to live with this unknown disease, this crazy thing that is going to flip your world upside down, can really make us feel like there's a lot of weight on our shoulders and that we can't really carry this burden on our own. So I wanted to do something that could help a big group of kids not have to feel like that's such a weight, that they have a support system and that there are people out there to help them. And so with that, we wanted to make sure that this was going to be something that builds strength in kids instead of making them feel like it's such a big deal to be sick.
That is fantastic. I just applaud you and your efforts. And I know that God has given you this mission for a reason, and you're fulfilling that. You know, you could have taken your diagnosis and you could have just probably just lived how you want to. And you know what? Just go on with your day and it doesn't affect anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just kind of live it yourself. But you've chosen to, you know what? I knew what it was like to be in the hospital. I knew I didn't like it, first of all. There
Absolutely.
Needed to be something. It is true the hospital rooms are so stagnant. It's like,
they are.
What's wrong with this? Why can't you make it a little more happy?
Absolutely.
So you're building strength boxes, you call them. Describe to everybody again what's inside those boxes for the kids.
Yeah, so each box is a little tub, and it comes with some new decorations for the room, maybe something to play with, something like a stress reliever, things for them to journal with, color with. We make sure that there's things for parents in there as well, a notebook for them to write down any information that doctors are giving them, or just to journal. There's also a note from my parents in there to the parents, because they are understanding from a different perspective what it's like to have a child in the hospital, and lots of things just that will make this not feel like such a burden on them.
That's great. Forgive me, I'm just now asking this. I should have asked it a long time ago. Is there a website they can go to? And then also, how do you get the materials for the boxes?
Absolutely. So our website is buildingstrengthboxes.weebly.com. And there is a blog on there where I update kind of when we take boxes to U of M or Munson, and when we do different things. If there's a hold on something, like when we had COVID, I tried to keep a couple of updates on there of what we were doing and what we were doing in that time where mm-hmm. we couldn't take things. All of the items come from mostly the dollar store, but sometimes even like the Target dollar section. Each box costs around $11 to make for a kid. So I tell people all the time, if you feel like you're not donating enough, just know that even $11 is brightening one kid's day.
That's
so
awesome.
That is our hope, is that we will keep that cost to a minimum so that we can make as many as possible.
Is it easier for you to receive like monetary donations as opposed to like product?
Yes. So monetary donations are definitely the best way to donate because of the sanitation process that things go through once they get to my home. Okay. And stuff like that. We just are really careful to keep things prepackaged and never touched so that when they go in there, they don't have anything on them.
Sure. Cause that's a big deal.
Yes, for sure.
All right. So you've been in the hospital. You were one of those kids we were talking about earlier. The struggle to find meaning of why am I going through this? Is that something that ever kind of entered your mind?
Yeah, for sure. So for a long time, I was stuck with the whole why me mentality. Mm-hmm. And
I think
anyone that has a recent diagnosis or really their world flipped upside down tends to have that question, like, why me? And I had been raised in the church. And so for me, it was not even just why me, but God, why me? Why are you putting this on me? Why are you putting this on my family? We already had one kiddo that had type one. Why are we taking on more of this burden? And so I feel like this has become my why. This has become, why did God give me this? Well, God definitely turned it back around and said, this is why. I am putting this in your lap so that you can give other kids this hope that you maybe didn't have when you were in the hospital.
This is your lemonade.
Absolutely. Yes. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. And I definitely feel like I did.
I think you did too. I am just extremely impressed with what you're doing. And building strength boxes are just that. They're building strength boxes for kids who are staying in the hospital right now that need a little pick-me-up, I guess you could say. Hospital rooms are boring, drab. If you work at a hospital and you're listening to this,
yes,
would you do some decorations, please?
Please put something on the wall.
Watch like the TLC channel or something. Hire a decorator. No, I'm just kidding. Abby, when did you start building strength boxes?
Yeah, so our mission started in 2019. However, there was definitely a long break because of COVID. We weren't able to take any donations to the hospitals. But since starting this, we have delivered 80 boxes to U of M, the Mott Children's Hospital there, and we are moving into bringing our next around 50 boxes for our first delivery to Munson.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Do you know how many kids currently get diagnosed with diabetes? Or
so it's not just for type 1 kids. It's anyone is in the hospital. But yeah, I don't know exactly off the top of my head, but there are definitely a lot of kids that have been getting diagnosed more and more. It's becoming more common in kids to find it earlier. So,
Once again, if they want to donate to your cause, Building Strength Boxes, what's the website they can go to?
Yes, buildingstrengthboxes.weebly.com. And we also have social media, also at Building Strength Boxes for Instagram and Facebook. And then our Venmo, if you would like to donate, is the same, Building Strength Boxes.
And if you missed it, Abby said last break that it's about $11 for one box.
Yes.
Which is nothing.
Yes.
To brighten up a kid's day. And or their life, actually. Let's just put it that way.
For sure.
It does change their life. Abby knows it. She's struggled. She's been there. She's done that, which is why God has called Abby to do what she's doing, because she can reach those kids and she knows exactly what to say to them, how to say, which I think is the most amazing thing, is that you've been there, done it.
Yes.
And now you can bring that comfort to them that God gave to you. Thanks to your parents also. I'm sure they're a huge support for you.
Yes, absolutely.
That's awesome. Abby, we're going to link that to our Facebook page tonight, too. But Abby, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Jason.
And anything down the road that we can help with, just let us know.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. This is Fuel FM.